Africa on 072-702-1702.
The African National Congress are pursuing their legal bid to stop the Mkhonto weSizwe political party from using the logo of the ANC's military wing, saying that the logo and the name is the heritage and intellectual property of the ANC and that they will not allow counter-revolutionaries to hijack their movement for their personal gain. Joining me on the line now is Professor Ntsikelelo Breakfast, a political analyst at Nelson Mandela University. Ntsikelelo, very good morning and welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much for having me, Africa.
It does become a matter of law, I suppose, right? Whether or not the ANC has registered the name Mkhonto weSizwe and whether they have registered the emblem, the logo of Mkhonto weSizwe. That will ultimately what will determine whether Mkhonto weSizwe should cease to exist as Mkhonto weSizwe political party using the logo that they do or not.
I think the ANC has been found wanting here because there has been a slow pace of responsiveness on the side of the ANC. Mkhonto weSizwe was registered as a political party last year in June, I think on the 3rd of June. The ANC knew about that because that was publicized, I think, on the 7th of September. Then the ANC did nothing. They folded their arms. Only responded in December in opposition to the name Mkhonto weSizwe. But initially, actually, they did not oppose the name. They were opposed to the logo. Then in January this year, they filed an application opposing the name. Now, in terms of law, you can only oppose the establishment of a political party or the name only in 14 days. So the ANC has been found wanting, and I think the blame maybe should be put on the Secretary General's office because they should have filed an application on time. That's why they lost yesterday's argument. I doubt very much if they are going to win even today's argument of changing the name Mkhonto weSizwe.
The argument that they lost, obviously, was pertaining to whether or not the IEC was right in allowing Mkhonto weSizwe, a political party, to submit supplemental documentation, if you like, after initially rejecting the application of Mkhonto weSizwe. The electoral court quite rightly finding, wait a minute, you had opportunities during the process of registration and immediately after the process of registration to obviously highlight these issues, and you did not. But I go back to the nub of the issue here. Do we know whether or not the ANC has registered the name Mkhonto weSizwe and the logo of Mkhonto weSizwe as part of the intellectual property or not?
I think it's common knowledge. I mean, it's common knowledge that Mkhonto weSizwe was established in 1961 in December by the ANC. The first commander-in-chief of Mkhonto weSizwe was trained in Ethiopia was Nelson Mandela. That is common knowledge. But of course, there are technicalities that you have to abide by. I'm not sure about that. But I mean, everyone, I think, who has been following politics throughout the years would know that Mkhonto weSizwe is a military wing of the ANC. And I don't think that yesterday, of course, the background that you have said for the viewers is correct in terms of what was the application of the ANC about, that it was about the correctness of the IEC in terms of allowing Mkhonto weSizwe to operate. But today's case pertains to the name Mkhonto weSizwe. But I just think that it's common knowledge for me that Mkhonto weSizwe is a trademark of the ANC. It's just that there are some procedures that you have to follow in order for you to win a case or to reverse a particular decision.
I advised in the previous hour that if I were in any way enjoying the ear of the ANC, I would have said to them, dudes, let it be. Focus on trying to convince the electorate that yours is the party they need to place a mark next to. Because I find that the pursuit initially of the registration of Mkhonto weSizwe, now the name and the logo, is just giving unnecessary attention to Mkhonto weSizwe political party and, quite frankly, affording that party free advertising.
Well, I mean, I understand the rationale behind the argument that the ANC must let go of this issue. But then there are some sentimental attachments maybe to the name Umkhonto we Sizwe, because people died fighting for the liberation of this country. So allowing a person to appropriate part of your history maybe doesn't sit well in some quarters, you know, of the ANC, because this is part of their liberation struggle, part of their heritage. So I think maybe that is why they are opposing the name. But then timing is not perfect. I think they should have filed an application on time.
I agree. Professor Ntsikelelo Breakfast, thank you very much indeed for your time. He's a political analyst based at Nelson Mandela University, the African National Congress, noting that Umkhonto we Sizwe, not only the name but also the logo, is part of the heritage and intellectual property of the ANC, and that they will not allow counter-revolutionaries, their words, to hijack their movement for their personal gain. Miles in El Dorado Park, what do you think of this? Good morning.
Good morning, Africa. You know, there was a time where the Umkhonto we Sizwe cadres were busy establishing what was called Operation Tutula. And they wanted to, and it started in KwaZulu-Natal. They wanted to, you know, from a society civic angle, bring to the attention of this government that things are going wrong here. But this Tutula thing didn't work because it was too messy. And somebody very, very strategic sat down and decided to go and register it as a political party to politicize what we are now all become to love as a member of Umkhonto we Sizwe. And the rest is history. They must just concentrate now how they're going to rebuild their broken image instead of coming here and boring us of wanting to go to court here and then all over and bully the IEC. And now they have exposed that the IEC was never independent.
All right. Miles, thank you very much for your call. More of your calls on 021-446-0567 or 11-883-0702.